March 19th, 20 years ago. Do you remember where you were? I remember sitting there watching, shock and awe. We had video, live feeds of the attack on Baghdad and the attacks on Iraq. Live feeds. It's been 20 years, and looking back, not sure we ever should have been there at all. John Burns is the Deputy Director of Concerned Veterans for America and a veteran of the United States Marine Corps and Army National Guard. John, good to have you here.
Good to be back, as always. Good to talk to you and the listeners.
Greatly appreciate you. So, 20 years. For me, it's kind of shocking that 20 years got behind us that quick. What do you think of it?
You know, as I've mentioned in the past, you know, when that happened, my goddaughter was not even 2 years old when the war started that March week. And I remember, like you, I remember I was bartending watching the Dora Farms raid. And I got home that evening. It was, you know, day before the actual start of the war. Got home that evening, and there was an answering machine message, the kind with the tape in it, on my machine that said, Specialist Burns, report to the armory tomorrow morning with all your gear. And that was it. Like, are you pulling Homeland Security here in New York City? Are you going to Iraq at the end of the week? No idea which it was going to be. Obviously, it was the former. But yeah, I can't believe it's been 20 years. That goddaughter is going to law school in the fall. So
yeah, so a lot of things changed. So you served stateside, is what you're saying then?
Well, I served. I pulled Homeland Security for the first 30 or so days of the war, guarding New York City subway station underneath City Hall there at the time. But I also served in Iraq. About 3 months later, we got a notification middle of the summer that we would be mobilizing for a 6-month tour in Iraq that we were to report in sometime in October. Turned out to be October 1st. Mobilized through New York's Fort Drum. Somewhere in the first couple of months, the 6 months metamorphosed into a year, or possibly up to a year. Ended up spending just about 10 months in Iraq in 2004. From about this time, right around St. Patrick's Day, we actually drove into country, did our first combat mission the evening of St. Patrick's Day in Iraq in 2004, and came home, got home to Fort Drum on New Year's Eve of 2004. So I served stateside and in Iraq for quite some time.
You know, I'm looking at one of the ladies that also a veteran here, said she's lost more people to suicide now than she lost that she knew in Iraq. I mean, how unsettling and hurtful is that?
It's more than triple the number of active military and veterans who've committed suicide in the last 20 years than the number of casualties we have, even between Iraq and Afghanistan. We're talking somewhere in the range of about 30,000 casualties to suicide. And I remember there was a young man who, as we were mobilizing through Fort Drum, was kind of struggling with, you know, just, you know, being ready, being mentally ready for combat. And we got home, and he left the infantry and went into recruiting, got himself promoted, was having a great career. And the evening before the Army sent me to take an anti-suicide course, and we were serving in different states at the time, but the evening before I went to take a suicide prevention course here in North Carolina, where I live, with the Army, I got news that he had taken his own life the day before, and it was just devastating. And that's one of, you know, many comrades that I've served with who have taken their own lives in the last 20 years. And it's a curse, you know. It's one of those unseen wounds, and, you know,
sure,
people are trained to see it. You know, we're told to keep an eye out for it, and it still happens because it's just such an invisible wound, and so many folks struggle with it. I hope that our decision makers take that into account the next time they're rushing us to war, whether it's, you know, Iraq, Afghanistan, or creating no-fly zones over Iraq. You know, I hope they take into account.
I think they're trying to rush us to war right now, John. I think they're trying to rush us to war in Ukraine and trying. I mean, it just seems like they're trying to pick a fight with Russia over Ukraine. I think we have no business being there. Let me ask you this. In retrospect, as you look back, and now that you're no longer in the military, correct?
I retired in 2018, so it's going on 5 years now.
Right. So you can look back. You can now have an opinion. Should we have ever been there in the first place?
You know, I was a strong proponent of the war, just based on kind of where I was politically. You know, center right.
So was I once.
Seemed like a good idea at the time to fight the terrorists over there, so we didn't have to fight them over here. But, you know, we now know that the intelligence was faulty, that the pitch was strong, that there were a lot of, you know, self-interested actors who had their own reasons for believing it was a good idea. And again, we're talking about 3,500 American lives, you know, there in the Iraqi theater. We're talking about, you know, another, you know, 15,000-20,000 lives. You can't sort out who was impacted by Iraq, who was impacted by Afghanistan. But between those two wars, you know, we're talking about close to 40,000 American lives between suicide and direct, you know, combat casualties or combat area casualties. You know, some of them are accidents, but preventable deaths that shouldn't have happened. And again, you know, I hope our leaders take this into account as we look at other situations where we could possibly be in conflict and think about the cost in American blood and treasure. You know, I hope that Congress is paying attention. You know, there's an opportunity to do some constitutional hygiene and take the Iraq war resolution, the authorization for use of military force, off the books. It's got co-sponsorship in the Senate of 41 senators from two different parties. That's a
time
pretty high level of co-sponsorship.
War. Yeah, we still have troops on the ground there. We have no business being there. We were wrong to go there.
Troops in Iraq.
Yeah, what's that?
About 2,500 troops are still in Iraq, and it's unclear what real purpose they're serving there.
No, they're serving military-industrial complex. What they're doing, John Burns. Greatly appreciate the time you spent guarding a post for me. I do. I just don't think we should have been guarding that post. My opinion of that war has changed dramatically from the first night I sat and watched and thought America's doing the right thing. We were not doing the right thing. We were, as you said, bad actors. John, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me on. And again, folks, Concerned Veterans for America at cv4a.org.
Say it again.
At CV4A, letter C, letter V, number 4A.org. You can check out our Iraq War stands there.
There you have it. John Burns, thank you very much. They're trying to rush us down the rabbit hole to war again. I say no. I have no interest in being Ukraine. I'll take a break and be back. Don't go anywhere.